The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shlomo Lefkowitz, Paisik at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. This shiur has been delivered Le'iloi Nishmas Esther Bas Rav David Lefkowitz, Aleha HaShalom. May the Torah studied be an everlasting zechus for her neshama.
Masechta Shabbos, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. We read in the Gemara, Tanya, Chananya Oimer, Chayv Adam L'mashmesh Bebigdoi Erev Shabbos Im Chashecha. We learn in a braisa, Chananya says, a person is required to examine the contents of his clothing, which is to say his pockets, on Erev Shabbos at the onset of darkness. Omer Rav Yosef says, Hilchasa Rabsa L'shabsa. This is a great halacha of primary importance in preparation for Shabbos. Anyone who daves Nusach Ashkenaz will be familiar with this braisa that we learn here in the Gemara, as this is what the Mispalalei Nusach Ashkenaz say every Friday night after Perek Bameh Madlikin. The Tur, at the end of Simen Reish Nun Beis and the Shulchan Aruch, in the same place, when they bring down this braisa lahalacha, they write, Mitzvah L'mashmish Odom B'keilov, B'erev Shabbos Somach L'chashecha. There's a mitzvah to examine the contents of a person's clothing and his pockets on Erev Shabbos at the onset of darkness. Shelo yiyah bahem dovar she'osu lotzis bo b'Shabbos. To make sure that there's nothing in them, in the pockets that is, with which it would be forbidden to go out into the Shusar Abim on Shabbos. One who carefully learns the wording of the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch will notice that the Torah and the Mechaber both introduced a subtle change into the text of the Braisa as we learned it in the Gemara. Whereas Chananya in the Gemara said, Chayv Adam L'mashmish B'bigdoi Erev Shabbos, a person is required, it is incumbent, it's an obligation to examine the contents of a person's clothing, the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch both changed, and they, instead of the word Chayv, they replaced it with the word Mitzvah. Mitzvah L'mashmish Odom B'keilov B'erev Shabbos Somch L'chashecha. The obvious distinction is that mitzvah is not as much of an absolute requirement. It's only a good thing to do, but not a chiyuv gomer. The Bir Halacha at the end of Simen Reish Nun Beis notices this distinction, and he suggests that the reason why the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch changed the wording of the Braisa from Chiyuv to just Mitzvah is because they had two kashas. We learned earlier in the Masechta, on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, a Mishnah which reads, Lo yetzei hachayit b'machtoi somach l'chashecha. The tailor may not go out close to the time of darkness while carrying his needle. Shema yishkach v'yetzei. Because he might forget, even after Shabbos arrives, he might forget and go out into the Shusar Abim with his needle. And not the soifer with his quill. The Bir Halacha says that what was bothering the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch is that the Mishnah says that the Isser of going into the Shusar Abim close to the onset of Shabbos, according to the Mishnah, is only if two criteria are met. First of all, the person has to be aware that he's already carrying something, just like the tailor knows he's carrying his needle, the soifer knows he's carrying his quill. The second criterion is that the person has to actually be planning on leaving his house and going into the Shusar Abim. In the absence of those two criteria, we do not see, or the Mashmos of the Mishnah is clear, that there is no chiyuv for unwanted to check one's clothing. Chananya came along, and Chananya was machmer on both of those counts. When he said, Chayv Adol Mashim B'Bigdei Erev Shabbos and Chashecha, he included everyone. That's an all-inclusive statement. Even someone who's not holding something in his hand, and even someone who's not planning on going out into the Shusar Abim. The Mashmois is that even if someone is sitting at home, and he has no plans of going to the Shusar Abim, nor is he holding something in his hand, he still has a chiv to check his clothes. Says the Bir Halacha that because of those two discrepancies between Chananya's statement and the Mishnah, the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch prefer to learn that when Chananya said chayiv, he didn't mean it's a chiv gomer, he just meant it's a mitzvah. Hence, the wording of the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch was changed from chayiv to mitzvah. The Bir Halacha continues, he brings down an alternate pshat from the Vilna Gaon, who offers a very simple resolution to answer these two kashas. Says the Vilna Gaon that the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph and the Memra of Chananya on Daf Yud Beis are talking about two different frames of reference. The Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph that says that the Isser is only on a person who is planning on going to the Rishus Rabbim, and if he knows he has something currently in his hand, says that that Isser is Samuch Lechashecha. The Bir Halacha earlier in the Siman says that Samuch means half an hour before Shkiah. Whereas Chananya's Memra on Daf Yud Beis, he says that the chiyuv for a person to check the contents of his clothing is imcha sheicha. Imcha sheicha, says the Vilna Gaon, means mamish at the onset of darkness, when Shabbos is already arriving, b'shas kabbal Shabbos. With that distinction clear, it comes out that there is no longer any contradiction between Chananya and the Mishnah. The Mishnah indeed says that the Isser is only when the two criteria are met, which is the person knows he's holding something and he plans on going to the Rishus Rabbim. That's true half an hour before Shkiah. At that point, the person may not go into the Rishus Rabbim while carrying something. Whereas when Shkiah is actually upon us, at that point it is incumbent, it behooves every person, even if he does not know that he is carrying anything in his hands, to check to make sure that he has nothing in his pockets. As to whether or not this halacha still applies in current day times, there may be two considerations which might lead a person to the conclusion that this chiyuv of checking one's pockets at the onset of Shabbos no longer exists. The first one is dealt with by the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Nun Beis, where the Mishnah Berurah suggests that perhaps Bizman Azeh we no longer have a Rishus HaRabim, we no longer have a public domain as defined by the Torah. What we have today is only Bechlal Karmelis, which means a Rishus HaRabonon, where it's also to be moitzi from Rishus HaYachid into a Karmelis, which is a Rishus HaRabonon, only Midrabonon, but Midaraisa, there is no Isser, since we do not have Rishus HaRabim. That the Mishnah Berurah rejects immediately for two reasons. First of all, he says, according to many poskim, we in fact do have Rishus Rabbim Bizman Azeh as well. The parameters of what constitutes Rishus Rabbim Midaraisa are beyond the scope of this year. And the second thing that the Mishnah Berurah says over there is that according to the Gra, Samuch Lechashecha Mamish, as we just said, at the onset of darkness, there is an Isser to go out even to a Karmelis. And at the Imcha Sheikha Mamish, the Isser is more Chomer, and a person has to make sure he's not carrying anything, even though he might only be headed into a Karmelis. Now, what about a area where if the person were to leave his house, he would not be entering a Rishus HaRabim nor a Karmelis. He would be entering another Rishus HaYachid. This is relevant to many communities, many neighborhoods that have Erevin. A community or a neighborhood that has an Erev, is the entire area is Rishus HaYachid. Is this chiyuv to check the contents of one's clothes still relevant if a person lives in such a place? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Nun Hei says that in addition to the problem of Haitzah, the Chashash Haitzah that Chazal were worried about, they also were worried about the possibility of Tiltul Muktzah on Shabbos. That means that even if a person lives in a neighborhood or an area where there is an Erev, and there is no Chashash of being Moitzi Mershus HaYachid, Lushus HaRabim, or Mershus HaYachid even into a Karmelis, nevertheless, he still has to check the contents of his pockets because of the possibility that he may be carrying a Muktzah. However, there might still be one other angle from which we can analyze whether the halach is still relevant bizman azeh. It would seem that the chashash that a person has something in his pockets which he's not allowed to be metaltal on Shabbos is not so relevant perhaps in our times when everyone has a special suit of clothing that they wear only on Shabbos. Since they wear these clothes only on Shabbos, the likelihood that they put something in their pockets during the previous week is extremely low. Even if the person lives in an area where there is an Erev and he is not allowed, he does not run up against the problem of possible tiltul, the only chashash is that he put something muktzah into his pockets. Again, since he only wears this suit of clothing on Shabbos, it would seem far-fetched that he has anything muktzah in his pockets. In fact, the Sefer Orchis Rabbeinu, which records all of the minhagim and many psakim from the Stipel Gaon, records the following episode. The author, Hagoyin Rav Horowitz, who was a ben bais by the stipler, says that he was with a stipler one Erev Shabbos Chol HaMoed, and the stipler began to check the pockets of his clothing that he was putting on the Kavod Shabbos, and he told the author that he feels that the only time when this halacha of checking the contents of one's pockets is relevant is in fact an Erev Shabbos Chol HaMoed, because of the aforementioned reason. Every other Shabbos, a person doesn't have to worry about what's in his pockets because he had not worn his Shabbos clothing during the week. However, on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, he had worn the same clothing that he was going to put on for Shabbos. He'd been wearing it during Chol HaMoed also, and therefore, the stipler said that that's the only time of year when a person has to check the contents of his pockets before Shabbos. Nevertheless, I have seen brought down from various forum that it's a mitzvah chassidus, even if a person has a special suit of clothes that he only wears on Shabbos, it's a mitzvah chassidus to check the contents of his pockets. I would like to examine this statement in the Gemara of Chananya, Chayav Adam L'mashmish B'Bigdei Erev Shabbos and Chashecha, from an entirely different perspective. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Nun, Sifkot and Gimel, says as follows. Kosvas forum. The Sfarim have written, Yahar b'tshuva, v'yufashvesh b'maisa b'chol erev Shabbos. It's incumbent on a person to have thoughts of repentance, thoughts of tshuva, and to examine his deeds every erev Shabbos. Ki Shabbos mikri kala malkasa, because Shabbos is called the royal queen, uke'ilu mekabel p'nei ha-melech yisborach shemoy. And it's as if he is accepting, receiving the royal countenance. V'ein no lekabloi, is not proper nor appropriate for him to receive the royal countenance, kishuhu lavush bevluy hasachavos shal chalos ha'avoinos. If a person is clothed in his filthy clothing, which became soiled from his avoinos, from his averis. Obviously, the filthy clothing here is a metaphor for the iniquities which a person committed during the sheishes yimei ha'maisa. I saw in the Sefer Nesiva Sholem that there's a remez to this concept in our Gemara. In fact, Chananya's very statement, Chayv Adam L'mashmish B'Bigdei Erev Shabbos Im Chashecha, an alternate reading would be Chayv Adam L'mashmish B'Begidah Erev Shabbos Im Chashecha. A person is required to examine his Begida. Begida is a lashon of betrayal, is a lashon of sin. As we say, Ashamnu Bogadnu. Chananya is being meramis to us that a person is required to do tshuva to examine his iniquities in Erev Shabbos Im Chashecha. I'd like to provide a little background for this concept, perhaps. I would like to suggest that this idea of doing tshuva in Erev Shabbos Im Chashecha goes back to the very first Erev Shabbos that the world has ever known. In the Perek HaRebbe Elazar, Perek Yud Tes, the Medrash describes the events surrounding Adam HaRishon, his transgression of the Chet, and what the ensuing events that happened after he violated the Isra the Eitz Hadas and transgressed the one mitzvah that he was given. Pirkei de Rebbe Elazar says that it was Bein Hashmashes time in Erev Shabbos when Adam HaRishon was to be driven out of Gan Eden as a punishment for having eaten from the Eitz Hadas. And in fact, he was going to be sentenced to Gehenna. Says Pirkei de Rebbe Elazar, Yom HaShabbos, v'nasa Sanegal Adam HaRishon. Yom HaShabbos came along and decided to plead Sanegoria, to offer a defense on behalf of Adam HaRishon. Omer Lofonov, Kavyochel, Yom HaShabbos said in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribon Kol Olam, Master of the Universe, B'sheishes Yimei HaMasa Lo'inereg Herg B'Olam. During the 6 days of creation, no creature was ever put to death. Uviyato Maschil, and you're going to start punishing Brios with the punishment of death on me on Shabbos? Zuhi Kedusha Asif, Zuhi Berchasif. Is this the Kedusha? Is this the Bracha of Yom HaShabbos? Shenemar Vayivor Chalikim is Yom HaShvi Vayikadosh Asai. Hashem blessed the seventh day and he sanctified it. V'schus Yom HaShabbos, Nitzol Adam Medina Shal Gehenim. In the merit of the Yom HaShabbos, Adam HaRishon was spared a sentence of Gehenim. The Ra'a Adam Koicha Shal Shabbos. Adam HaRishon observed the awesome power of Shabbos. Omer, he said to himself, Loi l'chinam berech HaKadosh Baruch Hu es HaShabbos v'kidosh oisai. It was not for naught that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed the day of Shabbos and sanctified it. Hischil mishoyer u'mizamer liyom Shabbos. Adam Rishon at that point began to sing the praises of Yom HaShabbos. Shenemar, Mizmor Shil Yom HaShabbos. Toiv Lahoydos Lashem. Adam Harishon Omar. Adam Harishon continued. Toiv Lahoydos Lashem. Be Yilmedu Kol HaDoyres. All of the generations can learn from me. Shekol Misha Yoyda B'shov Oizev. Anyone who confesses to his transgressions and abandons them, Nitzol Midino Shal Gehenim, will be spared the sentence of Gehenim. Shenemar, as it says, Toiv Lahoydos Lashem. The Mefarshim explained that Toiv Lahoydos Lashem can also be read Toiv Lahisvades Lashem. Lahoydos means to admit to something. And Adam Harishon said, after having seen that Shabbos pleaded on his behalf, Adam Harishon said, it's kedai to do tshuva. It's worthwhile to do tshuva. It's worthwhile to confess on one's averis, because Yom HaShabbos itself will come and plead on his behalf. At this point, it would be logical, it would seem logical, to integrate the Chelek HaLacha and the Chelek HaDrush that we have discussed so far. Based on the words of the Pirkei de Rebbe Elazar, it would seem that the most auspicious time for a person to be Mahar B'tshuva, to do tshuva on Erev Shabbos, is Im Chashecha Mamish, at the time when he's being Mekabel Shabbos, and he's saying Mizmor Shil Yom HaShabbos. The Shulchan Aruch, at the end of Siman Reish Samach Aleph, tells us that when we say Mizmor Shil Yom HaShabbos, at that point we are being Mekabel Shabbos. After that, no more malacha may be done. So as we're saying Mizmor Shil Yom HaShabbos, Toiv Lahoydos Lashem, we should be thinking Toiv Lahisvades Lashem. At this point, it is incumbent upon us to be thinking thoughts of vidui. We should be thinking thoughts of tshuva for all the averes that we committed during the Sheshi Simei Amasa. As we said earlier, the Bir Halacha brings in the name of the Vilna Gaon the chiyuv to examine the contents of one's pockets, which is incumbent upon every person, even if he's not planning on going out into the Rishus Rabim, is Erev Shabbos Im Chashecha, at the onset of darkness, Mamish. So too, according to the alternate reading, as far as the Chiv to do Tshuv is concerned, that Chiv would also be Im Chashecha Mamish, Chayv Adon L'mashmish B'Begidov, because at that point we're saying Toiv L'Hoydos Lashem, Toiv L'Hisvades Lashem. Yehi Ratzon that we should all be Zoicha to be Mekabel Shabbos in the proper manner.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.